This is episode number 2231 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 16th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, in case you missed it, Britney Spears has reportedly fired her security team after ex-husband, a very brief ex-husband, Jason Alexander, he broke into her property and live streamed the event on her wedding day.
Wow. Yeah. We heard about that.
Yep. So Jason was apprehended by Ventura County deputies Thursday. It was arraigned on Monday.
Yeah.
He's being held here in Ventura County jail on $100,000 bail.
Now, I guess he doesn't have that just readily available to him, though. You know, I mean, $100,000, I mean, that's nothing to Britney. But apparently he didn't get nothing out of that 2 or 3 days they were married. Yeah, take that.
So what now? What does he get out of this?
Well, caught in three squares. But yeah. You know, other than that,
besides, it's like a Ventura County Airbnb of sorts.
Okay, the Airbnb at the Ventura County Jailhouse. Yeah,
that's right. He's getting a little vacation, a staycation
A staycation.
And as another parting gift, he's also earned a restraining order to stay away from Britney.
Yeah, that's probably.
And has
idea.
Continuously trespassed on her property.
This guy, I don't know anything about him. They went to school together, right? When she was coming up and a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd known each other since like the second grade. And she, on one of her weird weekends, decided, I'm going to marry Jason.
Yeah.
Until daddy said, no, you're not going to marry Jason. And so it sounds like he's a winner.
Yeah.
A real winner.
I'm kind of curious about the continuously trespass because evidently this has happened more than once.
Well, yeah.
But on her wedding day.
Well, I would think he was wanting to see what he could do. You said he was live streaming, right? Well, you know, he was looking for a little fame and fortune on the YouTubes.
His some more of 15 minutes.
Yeah. Some more of his 15 minutes.
Yeah. He's trying to add up and make 15 minutes.
Oh,
I think.
He doesn't have 15 minutes.
Not yet.
You're alluding to that.
So he was allegedly armed with a knife.
Oh, that's strange.
So was he carrying like a pocket knife?
Yeah, I don't know that he was wanting to cause her any harm. Probably just to kind of fend off the security people. Hey, I got a shiv. Get away from me.
Oh, shank your ass.
I'm going to shank you,
security,
buddy.
That would certainly up the prison.
Oh, yeah.
Your Airbnb stay.
$100,000. I mean, I guess that's pretty big deal. And the fact that he can't get a bail bondsman to give him the bail, I don't know.
The sad thing is I've seen people do worse things
and
have lower bail. It's like, what? That's it?
Well, and I mean, you know, here's the thing. She's got security. He should have never landed anywhere close.
Ergo, why they've been fired.
I guess that's the deal.
It's probably a good move on her part.
Yeah.
So speaking, well, I thought he was on the list. I can just hear that.
I can hear that.
He looked like a wedding. He was dressed like
clipboard?
A wedding guest.
I know, right?
Now, speaking of unwelcome guests to the wedding,
which we are,
you know, Britney had posted that her brother Brian had not been invited,
just
like the rest of her family.
Oh.
But he came anyway.
Well,
I guess they could have arrested him.
They probably could have, but they didn't. She's got a heart.
Okay.
What does that mean? I'm okay.
Amber Heard shared she still has feelings for Johnny Depp.
Oh, really? Wow.
I loved him with all my heart, she told the NBC News Savannah Guthrie.
Can you do the scared spider thing or whatever it is when you say that?
I love him. My dog stepped on a bee. Yeah. All right, so if you're an Amber Heard fan, just send your cards and letters now.
Yeah, go ahead, because Morgan's a hater.
And
and you know what they say, haters gonna hate.
I think, should I even do an Amber Heard story? Because I'll polarize people who like her.
You polarize people anyway.
That's true.
It's like walking down the street, you polarize people.
I love him. I loved him with all my heart. She told NBC News Savannah Guthrie on Today's Show.
Oh, she was on the Today Show. They actually had her on.
I have no bad feelings or ill will toward him at all.
Oh, no. Of course not. Of course not.
Oh, I can't do that on the air.
Oh, you're going to do the bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can't do that.
You can, talk about about a bunch of bed defecation. Let's just put it that way. So Savannah asked Amber if she thought that Johnny had succeeded in completely humiliating her, and Heard shared, it feels as though he has.
Yes, he has, with all his might.
Well, you know what? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think she did a good job of that on her own.
Oh, yeah, I think she did too. Yeah. I think she buried herself.
She said these things, and he countered.
She got up this pot, she filled it with boiling water, she put it on the fire, and she jumped in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the way her goose
and now she's
is cooked.
She's talking about how unfair the trial was.
Oh, come on.
How unfair the jurors were.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
How unfair social media was. Oh, well,
how
hello.
Unfair social media was.
Social media is never fair. Social media says it like it is, people.
Yeah,
you know that, whether you like it or not.
You know, the juries are going to believe stuff because Johnny Depp's a good actor.
Well, she could learn a thing or two from him.
Yeah, because it didn't work well
for
her. It
didn't work for her. So she ain't winning no Oscars.
All right, so I'm not a good victim. I get it. I'm not a likable victim. I'm not a perfect victim, she
said. She's not likable anyway, so...
And as for whether or not Amber's been cut from Aquaman, her people say she has not. Warner Brothers hasn't commented.
No.
And the internet environment site Just Jared reports an insider claims her role will be diminished role, if at all.
If at all. If at all. They'll just pull her right out of there.
So between Amber Heard and her lawyer, Elaine.
Yeah.
There's... God, you guys need to... Obviously, someone didn't pull you guys aside and say, shut up.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have Johnny Cochran to hire because Johnny would have got her
That's
off.
That's true,
because
there's still defaming going on.
There's defaming going on, and you know what? If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Don't forget. Our apologies, our sincere apologies today to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.